Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Federal Reserve kicks off a two-meeting today and will issue a statement and update on its economic forecast tomorrow afternoon. The Fed is expected to maintain record low interest rates and other measures to keep the economy tracking toward a recovery. The Commerce Department today reports that building permits, a sign of future construction, increased 4.6% to 946,000 in February, and that is the fastest pace in 4.5 years, the most since June of 2008, just a few months into the Great Recession. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report. NASS reports that 13% of corn is planted in Mississippi versus 3% last year and 4% for the 5-year rolling average. In Louisiana, 56% of the corn crop is planted versus 35% last year and 21% on average. Texas has planted 42% of its corn crop versus 31% last year and 33% on average. And Georgia has 5% of its corn crop planted versus 18% last year and the 5-year average of 13%. Russia's poultry and pork imports increased by 82.2% and 1.1% respectively in January from a year earlier. Russia's poultry imports in January this year totaled 25,200 metric tons, and that is 85.2% more than in January of 2012. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,510. It's up over 58 points. The NASDAQ 3249 is up about 12, and the S&P 500 at 1557 is up just over 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Cold temperatures will continue across the Midwest over the next 10 days to perhaps 2 weeks as we stay in a pattern here that is supporting cold air coming southward out of Canada on a regular basis. We will see a brief period of warming take place after a storm system passes across the Midwest here late this week into the weekend. So perhaps the early to middle part of next week will be our warmest period of time, and then another round of cooling will take place after another storm system passes through the region at the end of next week and into the following weekend. These storm systems will likely produce widespread precipitation from the central U.S. plains into the heart of the Midwest, as well as down through the Delta and into the southeastern states. These storm systems are not necessarily abnormally large in size, but because the temperatures are cool, there won't be much evaporation behind the systems, and therefore the moisture will not likely go away very quickly. That will maintain wet field conditions across many areas in the Midwest, and there is a good chance for snow in each one of these events. And if that happens, then of course we'll have a little bit of snow coverage across the ground for a little while. That will have to melt away, and that will take a little bit of time. Well, the first storm system will take its sweet time getting organized over the next few days. It really won't debut into the hard red winter wheat country until we get into late tomorrow evening. And it's really Thursday and Friday when the system is starting to get its act together. We will find it moving into the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt already on Thursday night into Friday, and we'll start seeing precipitation occurring at that point. And it will likely fester for 2 or 3 days out there in the southwest. But the rest of the Midwest will probably not see much precipitation from this event until Saturday and Sunday, when the storm finally gets ejected out of the plains and moves across the region. There will be enough cold air coming into the northern half of the plains behind the storm system that a fair amount of snow is likely to accumulate across a part of the region from Nebraska, maybe some areas in Kansas, over to Michigan and parts of Ohio. storm could end up accumulating anywhere from 3 to 8 inches, and some local totals maybe upwards to 10 inches. But that is a bit of a reach right now with the storm system so poorly defined, and it does look like we'll have to continue to monitor it over these next couple of days. The system will also impact parts of the Delta in the southeastern states with some rain, and that will likely occur as we finish out the week and go into the weekend. And the interruption to fieldwork is not expected to last very long, but there will be some delay to corn planting. Our soil temperatures across the Midwest have cooled down quite a bit and will stay probably too cool for any kind of corn seed germination anytime soon as we move forward through this next 10 days to 2 weeks because of the fact that we will continue to be in a cool weather pattern. But most temperatures in the southern states, from the southern plains eastward into Georgia and parts of Florida, are warm enough for spring planting. The precipitation prospects will diminish somewhat after we get through the weekend, with next week likely to be relatively dry, at least in the first to maybe middle part of the week. Then that second storm system will begin to impact the region, bringing some more rain and snowfall back into the plains initially, and then into the Midwest as well. Our temperatures across the region are still going to be quite chilly for the next few days. We'll look for high temperatures today and tomorrow, and perhaps even on Thursday, running mostly in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest. High temperatures in the southern parts of the region running mostly in the 40s with a few lower 50s today, and then cooling mostly the 40s and even a few upper 30s tomorrow into Thursday. Temperatures will begin to rebound a little bit as we go Friday and Saturday. Ahead of that storm system coming into the region, maybe some 40 and 50 degree readings will be possible. Maybe even an extreme up close to 60 degrees in places like Missouri or far southern Illinois or western Kentucky. But it will only last for a day and then turn right around and start cooling off again for next week. Low temperatures at night expected to be in the positive negative single digit readings in the far northwestern Corn Belt. Everybody else will be seeing teens and 20s over these next couple of mornings, and then we'll likely see some warming thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream. Our promise.
Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. May wheat, 7.45 up three quarters. July, 7.50 and a quarter up three quarters. May wheat in Chicago, 7.12 and a half down a half. July, 7.12 and a half down a half. May corn, 7.20 and three quarters up three quarters. July, 7.03 and three quarters up a half. December, 5.59 down three. May soybeans, 14.04 and a quarter down five and a quarter. July, 13.88 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. November, 12.52 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. Now 6 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 4.12.60, down 70. May soybean oil, 49.39, down 29. April live cattle, 125.97 and a half, down 7 and a half. March feeders, 136.42 and a half, down 27 and a half. And April lean hogs are 79.42 and a half, up 2 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Very quiet marketplace.
Announcement about China canceling $2 million out of Brazil finally came through. That was expected. Otherwise, just worries about the weather and late planting for the spring, and worries about usage. Will it stay up there where it's been?
Yesterday, there was renewed corn-wheat spreading. Is that going to continue today, do you think?
I think we'll have a little bit of that again today. We've been both sides in both of them, but I think there will still be a little of that. Still worried about the wheat crop out west.
Of course, everybody's beginning to put their final touches on their guesstimates for the quarterly grains stock report. We don't have the numbers out yet, but based on the things I'm hearing, we may see maybe 5 billion bushels, maybe the average guess when it's all said and done, and we get those guesses next week for corn, and maybe something like 950,000, 975,000 bushels of soybeans. If we get those kind of numbers, what does that imply to you?
It implies a little higher corn prices and sideways bean prices yet. Corn, that's less than we had last year. Beans, it's, I think, about the same or maybe a hair more.
Has December corn made an interim low in the broader picture of where it may go?
Broader long term, if we have a good crop, you're still looking at under 5. We're looking into the report that industry for some reason thinks it'll be positive, so we could go another 10, 15, 20 higher. We would be ready to sell all that right in front of the report.
Do the bull spreads in soybeans have any more giddy up in them, or are we about done there?
Well, we've lost a lot of it in the last few days, but that doesn't mean there won't be any giddy up down the road. What's South America going to actually have for harvest, and then how long are they going to be shipping? If they're still shipping into the fall, that those spreads could still work to the good. I mean, they went way out there, but then they lost 10, 15, 20 of it in the last couple days.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Main corn, 721 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. December, 559, down 3. May beans, 1405 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. November, 1252 and 3/4, down 5 3/4. May soybean meal, 41260, down 70. May soybean oil, 4945, down 23. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.